workers have been called to work this shift for the Zim Line. It will not be unloading this morning. We've organized ourselves Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning, and it's working. The Zim Line shift has been blocked. Oakland, this is a victory. Give ourselves a round of applause. Give the workers a round of applause. We have the excellence. We have to stand against Israeli apartheid. If you choose to stay here, we ask you to thank the workers for taking the position of climate justice. We have to stand with the people. We have to stand with the Islamabad as we challenge Israeli apartheid in Zionism here and everywhere. Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
And here are some brain-exploding sounds to introduce a song with one of the weirdest, wildest titles I've ever come across. Roman in the Gloamin'. With 40,000 headmen.
40,000 headmen couldn't make me change my mind. If I had to take the choice between the dead man and the mine, I know just where my feet should go, and that's enough for me. So I turned around and knocked them down and walked across the sea.
So let me read from how I spent my summer weekend, my Facebook postings for Monday, August 18th. And, first let's go to this. Hello, hello, oh, oh. We're not hearing it. Oh, dang.
As we speak today, we are brothers and sisters in Chicago are protesting by Boeing. Boeing are the machine, the killer, the manufacturers who manufacture the killing machine of F-16 and F-17. We are protesting the company. We need to apply the pressure to make sure that if the United States continue to support the racist state of Israel,
back to the how I spent my summer weekend. Here's one post from this morning. Ship seemed to be leaving at 11 a.m. this morning with all containers on board, and there was smoke coming out of the stack. So we think that's good. But this was my Facebook postings from yesterday. So here's my last one from 11:11 p.m. Our creator is obviously a single mom. Just ask Moses and the Essenes. Quoting, from a single mother proceeds all that lives upon the earth. She is in you and you are in her. Her blood falls from the sky and rages in the tempestuous seas. So shut the fuck up with all that He, capital H-E-B-S, and let's beat the sun down to the water in Oakland at the end of 7th Street tomorrow, because she needs us to stop slaughtering her Gazan children and the Zimboat shipments that do that, knocking down our 40,000 headmen as we walk across the sea.
Hello, hello.
I don't. Oh.
These small ships are sailing on.
Hey, we skipped something there.
Very far.
Well.
Up and down, walk across the sea. Sailing on towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit. Found a secret cave where they had obvious disaster.
Well, you just ruined my day with those three ships. Sorry, Stevie. Back to how I spent my summer weekend. 6:03 p.m. Okay, here's from Food Not Bomb's listserv an hour ago. Quote, Zim ship is still being prevented from unloading out of the port. 5 p.m. all out for 6 p.m. picket blockade. It is improvisational and autonomous. Block the boat. Give the go-ahead. But aren't doing the same logistical organizational support. So any outreach food support will be improv DIY. But that's what FNB is used to. So spread the word, keep posted, and be safe. And at 1:26 p.m., Gaza, you are not alone. The Zimliner is still at berth 55 and not being loaded. As long as we maintain at least a dozen or so, walking the back and forth across the driveway, as is our right to peaceably assemble, as guaranteed under the First Amendment. And I'll skip the friends post. 12:55, berth 56, where it's at, and 55 aren't visible from BART. That was an answer to a question online. Only 57 through 58. I'm sure it's still there. Unloading only started this morning, I think. They'll get away with it if we can't muster the measly dozen it takes to legally block a gate. 12:39 p.m. is like working backward through the day. There is all-day parking at Shoreline Park, 200 yards north of gate 5556, where the Zim ship is now loading, in capitals, because we are all sitting on our thumbs when the ILWU needs us there. Well, I was wrong, because even though the trucks were going in and out at the gate, the cranes weren't moving. Anyway, ILWU needs us there. The cop who asked me why I felt better said, got it, when I said, because I'm not killing Gazans, unquote, handcuffed in back of his car. The semi-driver who stopped by my Free Gaza banner on the Adeline overpass Saturday morning around 2 a.m. to offer me a sandwich laughed and said he was Jewish when I told him I was vegetarian. I wish people would stop saying Jew when they mean Israeli or Zionist, because 9 out of 10 Jews voted against grandson of Hitler's banker, W. You serve the neocon protection racket when conflating Jews with their nemesis, Israel. 12:15. At about 7 a.m., I sat in the road when the captain showed up and said I could no longer cross the driveway with my sign. Half hour of doing my solo picket. After a half hour of doing my solo picket that all the real cops were cool with, driven away and sight released at jail, 661 Washington Street. Last I saw, some workers were continuing to enter while others did not, but they said we needed more pickets for ILWU to honor. When I told the cop who asked why I felt better, now handcuffed in the back seat of his car, I said, because I'm not killing Gazans, he said, got it. Nicer than talking to friends, in quotes, sending people away from the action happening now, in capitals. Some of this is repetitive. 11:01 a.m., just got arrested there, and it's still happening at gate 5556. Don't let him get away. Union will honor picket if enough numbers. 10:38. Cop, why do you feel better now? Me, handcuffed in back of squad car, because I'm not killing Gazans. Cop, got it. 10:32 a.m. I just got sight released for sitting in roadway because we didn't have enough pickets for a union to respect. 9:20 a.m. It's happening right now. Capitals, three exclamation marks. Get the hell down to gate 5556. Three exclamation points. Zimliner is now loading at gate 5556. We need more pickets there. Crunched, I got to get I got to get a full page here. Excuse me while I stretch this. We need more pics there. 9:18 a.m. Why wait for tomorrow? Zimliner is now loading without enough pickets for union to respect. I just got arrested and site released at gate 55. 9:01 a.m. It's happening right now at gate 5556. I just got carted away by OPD for sitting in driveway and site release. Court date 10/2014, Department 107 at 661 Washington Street. But don't worry about that, because they're always canceling those things. And if I do show up... because Hilda of Abraham Lincoln Brigade Nurse Roberts and Jane showed up at one of my federal hearings that have been canceled that I didn't even show up to. And so I just hate for people to have to show up to these useless runaround. 8:55 a.m. They need more pickets at gate 55 to 56 right now, the gate next to Shoreline Park. Picket was enough when I got arrested there for sitting in the road and site release, which happened an hour and a half before that, about 7:30. And yeah, so, this is from Indie Bay. Anne asked me to post it on Indie Bay. She asked if I had been arrested, and to simplify all this, how I spent my summer weekends, my Facebook posting for Monday, and it says August 19th, but then my little comment says, my typos for August 18th. Call 925-746-1168, the Tracks Vigil pager, and enter your phone number to contact myself for Nuremberg action. So far, we have consensus to endorse our nonviolent blockade of genocide in Gaza at the Oakland port. And that's what I get for getting 2 hours sleep in the bushes overnight. When was that? Saturday night. Because I was there Sunday morning. No. I spent... That's right. I went home because I only spent one night out there, and it was... Friday night and Sunday night. Because I did get some sleep Saturday night, and that's why I had my typo. Because I'm on my 2 hours sleep. I'm starting to babble. Let's go back to this live from... Well, it's not live, you don't know. See, I'm still brain dead. Okay.
Oh, my God. I want to say thank you, everybody that's here. Give yourself a round of applause. Thanks so much. My name is Vicky Castillo. I'm the chairperson of the League of Filipino Students at San Francisco State University. And I'm here with representing International League of People Struggle and Bayan USA. They're part of the National Democratic Movement, and we stand in solidarity with
over there.